With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, I'm Jules.
Hello, I'm Sarah.
Oh, and welcome to Jules and Sarah, the podcast.
Welcome, where we're back.
We are back.
Last week, I mean, it was just Cotswolds this, Devon that, crab sandwiches.
Cheese boards. I had lots of cheese.
Did you?
I could have OD'd on the fromage, although we have had halloumi this evening.
Yeah, we have. It pulled back.
Obviously,
there.
Didn't we?
I had a terrific yarg.
You said this the last time. Did you go to the same yarg place?
Yeah, I got my same yarg, same spot. Cornish, very, very inoffensive, very light, very white, very mild, covered in nettles. Like instead of a rind. Yeah, don't worry about that.
That's anyone got a dog leaf?
They've treated all that, don't worry. Don't have to battle through that. I converted a lot of people to the yarg. While I was away, people were like, yarg, yarg, what do you mean? And I was like, just you wait. People couldn't keep off it, grabbing the knife from each
That's
other.
That's irritating. Get your own yarg.
Yeah, yeah. My yarg has dwindled.
I had the best bottle of rosé of my life.
Did you?
Yeah, I did. Very dry, very crisp. Mm. Served with, when I was sweet talked to the waiter and he gave us double cheese board. He gave us like a cheese board,
Gosh.
But he doubled the portion. So it's a portion for like three or four, but he charged us a portion for one.
That's amazing.
He was a legend, actually.
Rosé has to be very, 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 very cold.
Yes.
I think.
And it was.
Like, yes, icy cold.
I also had English wine.
Lovely.
Oh, it was so tasty. I've never had English wine before.
English wine. Well, it's because it
Not
is.
Not that I know of.
Fizz. English. Was it fizz?
No. It was like a white wine.
Ooh, charming.
I was lush.
Because you know at June's event, the buvette wasn't available. Buvette moved over.
That's Brexit for you.
Yeah, that's what I said. we had English fizz because it's basically champagne, but they can't call it champagne because it's not French and not from the Champagne region. So it's
price point
like 25 quid.
Interesting.
But it's champagne.
But it's not.
But it is sort of.
It's champagne. The English version.
Yeah. I had a taste revelation while I was away. I had a pizza with goat's cheese and walnuts.
Mm.
A walnut pizza. That was another thing nobody could keep their hands off.
People can't keep up with you.
I know, they're so advanced, so culinary.
Nettles,
Look
walnuts.
At me go. You know when you get and you come to order your pizza, like we all went down to the shop to order these pizzas and I spotted goat and nut. Immediately, and I bagsied it. And then everyone was like, oh, yeah, that sounds... Oh, I wish I'd had that. Oh, yeah, that sounds good. And I thought...
Why didn't they just order it?
Because we were kind of doing a sharesies. I got a big one. Somebody else was going to get a big one. And you
someone
know what I mean?
Aside.
Yeah, somebody, you know, pooled together. Couldn't just have too big of the same. So, yeah, and honestly, people were falling over them. So people were impolite to get
people
to
were
it.
In the pizza.
They really were. They really were. People loved it. A walnut on a pizza. I can't recommend it enough, Port Salut crew.
Gosh.
Red onion as well.
Oh, God, it was gorgeous. That is nice.
I was hoping to have some left over to eat cold the next day.
Not
it wasn't
available.
To be. Nobody was going to leave it there.
Oh, my gosh. There's so much to talk about.
Where to begin?
I mean,
look.
This is quite the podcast of U-turns, I feel.
Oh, really?
With holidays.
Oh, I see. Yes, it could go any which way. Well, I wasn't planning on talking about walnuts.
Sheila has had a birthday.
Oh! gosh, 27 again.
So there's lots of, it's the number that cannot be said.
Of course.
So there's lots of information coming up on that.
Lovely, something to look forward to. June, a bit of news, a bit of MOTB news.
Ooh.
Actually, yes, June, Mother of the Bride.
Fascinating on fixing June.
Just can't get it to stay on that blow dry. It is 4 months. At the time of recording, 4 months today is the wedding. 4 months today, I'm going to be married.
Oh my God.
I'll be marrying John. In fact, in exactly 4 months from now, you and I will be flinging ourselves around to some sort of dance floor, I should imagine, tackling a cheese board. Yeah.
I can't wait.
I know, it's going to be great.
I can't wait. News from the North, what's yours about?
News from the North. Mine's very topical, actually. It's about the World Cup. Yes,
oh,
World Cup fever has seized the nation and News from the North will be covering it.
Mine's the news from around.
Okay, fun, good, looking forward to that.
From the holiday.
Oh, my God. Oh, local news for where
yes,
you were.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, brilliant. Did you see, they sometimes have sensational headlines, don't they? You know when you see like the local news outside the news agent?
Dutch is incredibly sweet and has picked up loads of papers, but they just didn't have time to read them. So they will be coming later on because I've got them in the living room, but this is an online news from around.
Oh my gosh, brilliant. We once went on holiday and you know they have the headline outside on the board and it was train cancelled because of drizzle.
Yes, good.
Yes, good.
Good, good.
Very,
good,
very, very, very good. Darling, tell me everything. How are you? Where have you been?
Today is the first day in, and I'm glad you sat down, in 8 days that I have worn makeup.
I'm thrilled. Like, you're turning into me.
Don't, because I had this.
Did you go feral?
Feral. I went feral because the launch.
Oh, God.
The launch,
I promised myself I wouldn't cry.
The launch of Isle of Paradise, there was no dipping point for me.
No.
It was chic, 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 chic. Almost chic max.
Yeah.
And then...
I mean, the thing was, you were being dipped constantly. Yes. It's like a sheep dip of tan.
So then, like, when I had a wedding as my first day of holiday, so it was like the ultimate chic. And honestly, I really pulled that outfit out of the bag.
Yeah.
And then after that, that was it. I just stopped wearing makeup and I had to give my skin a breather, and for me, like, to not be working, I just didn't tan.
No.
So I was like, I just need to take it all off and just start again.
So this is au natural.
My legs aren't.
not gone completely mad.
No, because I'm trialing new products for 2019.
Oh God, how exciting. Yes.
But the arms are natural.
They're very tanned.
Oh, I was just in a dim light. I'm sat under a dim light. They're not. Do you think they are?
Yeah, from here they look.
This is my natural colour.
Did you tan on holiday? Were you out and about?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But so I had SPF on, so this is like, it's...
Yeah.
I wear SPF 50 as well.
I think what's happened over the years is you've worn so much
I just am a walking
tan,
bottle of tan.
Yeah, that it's dyed you.
God, people would pay millions for that.
Yeah, they would, wouldn't they? Permanent. You've just got to stick with it.
So, yeah, no makeup. I even went out to dinner one night in an outfit that wasn't iron.
Oh, God, you are turning into me. I ironed a dress while I was on holiday.
I, like, didn't iron. I just sludged it about.
Oh, my God.
Didn't even wash my car before I went on holiday. I just looked gross.
Didn't even wash the car.
And then I went to Lidl.
Oh my gosh.
Because Dutch and I, and actually I will blame Ellie Purr for this, because I went to Bristol with Dutch,
yeah,
and went to meet Portslade Crew member and chef Ellie Purr.
Hi Ellie.
Now Ellie took us to the beach. And it was amazing. And we just submerged in, like, it wasn't the beach, it was more like a pool, but it was awesome. And then we had, now this is incredible, chips by the beach with a gherkin.
Oh my gosh.
It was everything.
Oh my gosh.
It was everything. And then we had gelato. But before we had gelato, we had to pit stop at a supermarket because we were going to my friend's house to stay. The supermarket was Lidl. And Ellie was like, Lidl's great. And I was like, yeah. And And as we pulled in, and as we pulled in, I had this like this, and it was secret. Ellie is only going to hear this now, but I did have this cold rush of dread. And Dutch is, you know, continental, so Lidl to him is a second home. It feels like a natural supermarket. It's like the watering hole of Europe. So I walk in
with a sweaty top lip.
I walk in a bit bewildered, to be perfectly honest.
Yeah, of course.
Dutch grabs this cardboard box because you don't even need a basket. You can put things in cardboard boxes.
Yeah.
A revelation for me. Yeah. Yeah.
What are you doing?
But because we weren't away, and Lidl is quite a far, like an overseas supermarket, it felt like holiday supermarket.
Brilliant.
So I really got into the swing of it.
I went on holiday to Lidl.
I just needed something completely bipolar from my own life.
Yes, fine.
But then the highlight for me in Lidl was Dutch had already picked up, I would say, a dairy farm's worth of cheese.
Because great cheese.
He was panicking that we weren't going to be near a cheese shop, and Dutch literally needs cheese on the hour, every hour.
He's just amazing.
I mean,
for
perfect,
you.
So he said, Josie, we need to find chutney. And I was like, they'll have chutney here. They'll have preserves. I asked the woman. She said, oh, yeah, 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 we've got chutney. She offered me mango chutney.
Oh, no.
I was like, no, I don't think this is really what we're after.
Have definitely bought chutney in Lidl.
No, I went to another Lidl and they had it. So it was
God,
just this
two
one.
Lidls,
no,
what a day.
Not in one day, over the course of the week.
Oh, you've converted.
It's so cheap, I can't get my head around it.
Do you know what? You can't argue with how cheap it is.
And also the quality was like good.
Yeah.
I was happy with it. I had a lovely seared smoked trout.
I've been saying it for years. The fish is great. Lovely Gravlax.
Oh, honestly, yeah. I had a really lovely time in there. But also, we must talk about Bristol.
Yes.
Now, Bristol has been one of my goals from the Lululemon podcast was to visit Bristol. I always felt that there was some kind of draw to me there.
There was something for you.
Sarah, you would love it. You would love it. It's like independence.
Yeah.
Everything, everyone's like, no one cares about what they look like. And they can just go out and no one judges people on an outfit. So, I mean, it'd be perfect for you, darling.
How dare you?
But everything, like, we just sat and drank wine by this, like, big harbour where the ships are. We went to a museum about music, loads of music cultures from there. I am like, I feel like I'm flying the flag for Bristol at the moment.
Oh,
it's incredible.
Gosh. See, I've only heard good things, Bristol. When I lived in Brighton, a lot of people go to Bristol from Brighton and vice versa because I think they've got quite a similar
vibe.
Big
migration.
Yes, that's it. It's the yearly migration, one in,
like
one
swallows.
Out. That's it. But my first boyfriend, my first love, went to Bristol University and dumped me. And so Bristol sat under a cloud for me for a while. Yeah, because I thought, Bristol, you cruel mistress, taking him away. But I'm totally, completely over all that now. So maybe it's time for another go.
Well, I wouldn't mind doing a live in Bristol, but I don't know how many Portsloo crew members we have there. So if you are in Bristol, let us know, because if it's worth doing a live there, then this means that I can get Sarah to Bristol and we can have a weekend away.
Absolutely. If you fancy it, Bristol, yes, we'll come. We'll come amongst you.
Yeah, honestly,
God, have fun.
You'll love it.
I can absolutely
Although,
imagine I would.
I did voice note Sarah on the first day in Bristol because it came apparent on the holiday that I had forgotten one of my beauty bags. Now, I'd remembered my makeup
bag. How many
bag.
Beauty bags do you have?
Three.
Yeah.
So I have...
Talk us through them.
Bath and Body.
Right.
Which is shampoos, cleansing oils, toner, like bath stuff.
Yeah.
And face washes are in there. Then I have the skincare bag and then I have makeup.
So if you've got toner and face wash in your Bath and Body bag, what's in your skincare bag?
Moisturisers, serums, cleanse, like all of that, eye creams.
Right, yeah, yeah.
So basically I had to buy a very cheap cleanser because I refused to park cash when
Should've
I knew.
Should have done it in Lidl. Great products in Lidl.
Well, when we went back for the second trip, we did buy.
Yeah, great.
But Dutch said that the anti-dandruff shampoo gave him dandruff. So
oh,
we were unsure about Lidl's cosmetics offerings.
I understand. Maybe it was Aldi, actually, that I got mine from.
It also contained the three bottles of fragrance that I was taking away with me. And I hadn't packed my in-car fragrance.
Oh my God. I have so many questions.
So I kept having to voice note Sarah saying, I'm going to Harvey Nichols for a spritz. So we'd go to Harvey Nichols in Bristol and I'd every morning like top up with a bit of Tom Ford and then move on.
What do you mean your in-car fragrance? And where was it if it wasn't in the car?
Well, I just ran out of the in-car fragrance.
Sure, so I have a fragrance. Terrible timing.
I have a fragrance in my car because I do clients. Yeah. So I go to people's houses and sometimes I'm like, oh, it's 3 o'clock. My fragrance might have diminished.
Sure.
So I have a little spritz.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I go top in. Up. And everyone's like, oh, you smell nice. I'm like, oh, really?
You do always smell nice. I rarely take perfume on holiday with me because I can't be bothered to fit it in. It's too big. It's so packed with all my other things. It's just one more.
You need to stop wearing all those feathers, darling. Yeah. All that quilted number.
Yeah, I need to stop taking my quilts away with me. Yeah. I quite fancy the Glossier perfume, actually. I had a sample scent and I liked
you're
it.
You're such a Glossier convert now, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm into it. I'm really into it. Mm. Glossier, if you're listening and you've got a bit of a spare one. Maybe, you know, the nozzles turned round the wrong way or chipped on the bottom or something. Do send it over.
There is that fragrance, actually. I think it's called Monocle or something like that. That
Monocle? Can you use it as a monocle?
I can't remember the exact name. I'm sorry that I've really let the beauty industry down here. But it reacts with your skin.
Really?
So everybody smells different when you spray it.
Clever. What if you didn't like your smell? What if it reacted with you and you thought,
I think they sell it in Liberty. We'll find it and we'll put it in the notes.
Yeah, we'll put it in the description down there. We'll go and have a whiff. see how we react.
A weekly whiff. How was your holiday?
Do you know what? My holiday was gorgeous. I am not faring too well in this abominable heat wave.
You're in jeans today.
Yeah, well, today was gorgeous because today was totally overcast in London. It was cold today. Couldn't believe my luck. I was absolutely thrilled. I just miss socks. I'm not built for this weather. I'm not built for heat. I'm not built for anything over jacket weather at all. And it's been boiling. It's been awful.
I have missed my winter wardrobe. Yes. And I've never in my life said that.
No.
But this year... Yeah,
oh my God, it's gone on and on and on. I had to go with the majority of the group because they wanted to go to the beach. So I went to the... I covered myself in factor 30.
Good.
And found an umbrella to take with me. And I went and I sort of... Everyone gave me like their, you know, like their shawls and their beach cover-ups. So I sort of mummified myself, like lying there on the beach with my sunglasses on and my umbrella. Like it was my final outing. Do you know what I mean? She just wanted to see the sea one last time. So I'm lying there.
Like a choc ice without the chocolate.
Don't touch me. But then I actually went and flung myself in the sea, which wasn't it. In a moment
flung.
To end it all. No, I went and jumped in the sea and it was gorgeous. Oh, it revived me. That's what I realised. I needed a nice cold dip. But
I understand the cold dip. Just as a side note, Dutch and I went to a Lido. We had to Google closest place for submersion. Yeah, like we needed, yeah. And we drove.
Cold
and we
went public
in,
water.
We went in, but it was a light, and we forgot a towel.
Oh,
and
no.
Dutch went to Lost Property and tried to borrow a towel. Yeah, guess what towel I got?
Was it the size of a napkin?
It was a baby towel with a hood. So I was stood there at the side of this Lido, tap dry, praying that no one was wearing Isle of Paradise. It was a really grave moment.
Oh my God. Did Dutch have a full-size towel?
Full-size bath sheet. I put the little hood on my head for one point for jokes and it got some funny looks. So I took it off immediately and left.
Oh my God. That reminds me of when Sarah Cox came on. Do you remember she went swimming with a swimsuit from Lost Property? I said, Sarah, I couldn't do it. I don't know how you did it. I could not do it. But you'll like this. So we were driving there, me and my friend Kate. And so to share the driving...
Terrifying, driving.
Yeah, no, in a car, I don't know. So she put me on her insurance, right? So that I could share some of the driving. Anyway, she rang up to put me on. And the first time she rang up, this woman was like, we need all her details. We need her address. We need a date of birth. We need a full, clean driving license. We need this. We need this. We need to know how long she's been in the country. We need to, you know, I mean, they needed my blood type. Like, do you know what I mean?
How long she's been in the country? She doesn't leave.
Yeah. So the next time they rang up, they basically, she got this guy who just couldn't have cared less. He was like, nice. Yeah, don't worry, I'll pop her on. And they needed they needed my occupation, right?
It's which difficult
really
for us.
Tricky. So, so Chaps was like, well, she's a broadcaster. Put her down as a broadcaster. And he was like, well, what do you mean? And she was like, well, you know, like broadcasting. He was like a journalist. Yeah, or she was, yeah, okay. And basically when it came back, there'd been some confusion. So he thought journalist, news, and he put my profession down that I sell newspapers. That basically I've got a paper round. That was my occupation on the insurance. newspaper salesperson.
The image in my head is of you running from Yorkshire Terrier in the morning yeah. with this
throwing
paper.
Papers through. I don't get up before 8.
Evening news,
oh,
that's what you do.
Oh, gosh, honestly, that was, that made
Sarah,
my day.
So
oh,
funny.
God, it was hilarious. So, look, will we do a bit of correspondence?
Oh, my gosh, let's. Now, look, we have been on holiday, which means we haven't been checking the DMs, but today we have checked them, and oh, my gosh, you've come in your drones.
Oh,
you've come
divine.
In your drones. We have got some of the most amazing DMs. Okay, this one comes from Molly Ashton. Hiya, I just wanted to say a massive thank you for all the laughs and positivity you put out on the world through the podcast. I had a bit of a bump in my car today and I honestly don't think I would have been able to get through my 40-minute drive home if I didn't have the podcast to distract me,
aww.
Keep me calm and make me laugh.
Oh, good darling, I hope you're okay. It's a horrible shock. It's a horrible shock having a bump in the car. This is a little tweet that's come in from Andrea, who is at Mrs. C1216.
Ooh,
sounds
precise.
A bit Lennies, doesn't yeah. it? C1216. She said, she's now, this is nice actually, because this is happening more and more, spottings of Port Salut in America.
Yes, that is good.
And across the globe. As seen here in HBB in Pearland, Texas, USA. And there is a picture of a wheel of Port Salut with two blocks sort of look like they've been sat on.
Oh,
unfortunately,
right, gosh.
Yeah. But there they are. Nevertheless, something happened in transition.
Ready to buy.
I think that's it. Yes.
I've got one that's come in from Mrs. Marmot underscore one.
Lovely.
Big shout out to Air Malta, who did not waver as I unconsciously channeled Jules von Hepp.
Oh, God.
Take this meat away, I cried, and bring extra cheese. And they did, in the blink of an eye, with an extra wine too. Wonderful.
Oh, what a turn up.
What would Jules do is a great hashtag.
Oh, gosh. Now, this has come in from Olive Annie 74.
Nice.
And it is about our absolutely beloved leopard print elephant, Jamie.
Yes.
And Ben Pesci.
Yes.
Hello, lovelies. I would love it if you could give a huge congratulations to Jamie, who graduated last week from UCA in Epsom. Jamie!
Well done.
We had a great day celebrating with them, and they got me listening to your wonderful podcast ages ago. You have also inspired Jamie and Ben to start their own little podcast, Translated, giving their insights into the trans world. Jamie also won the ASOS Emerging Talent Award at Graduate Fashion Week. We both adore your podcast. Look at these boys and their prospects.
Flying
just
up the ladder.
Look at
better
them.
Watch our heels,
absolutely.
Eh?
Absolutely. And it does remind me, actually, because I was thinking of Jamie this week, because in honour of Pride, I am running a little competition, right? So what I want to do is I want to come and give someone a ceremony, right? And I want it to be
not
all
a marriage
about,
ceremony.
Not a marriage ceremony. I want to celebrate you as an individual. Now, it could be that you've been through something and you've started a new chapter in your life. It could be that you identify differently than the way that you used to. So let's celebrate that. Let's celebrate who you are now. Or it could just be that you want to go, I need a big celebration of who I am.
Or like if you have a friend that you think needs a celebration.
Absolutely, you can nominate. So it's going to be UK only, I'm afraid, Port Salut crew, unless you want to fly me out somewhere.
Can I come too?
Absolutely. But what I want to do is I want to come, I want to meet you, I want to find out your story, and I want to write a ceremony for you, and then I want to come and see you, and you can have friends, you can have family, you can keep it really small, you can keep it absolutely huge and loud and proud, and I want to deliver a ceremony about you celebrating who you are.
Divine.
And so if you fancy it, if you would like to win, or like Jules said, if you want to nominate somebody, that would be awesome. Maybe you know somebody who's been through a bit of a time of it, they've had a bit of stuff happen to them, and we need to celebrate the fact that they are through it and they're on the other side. Go to my Instagram, at this Sarah Powell, and send me a DM. Tell me about them, and I'm going to pick a winner. I'm going to pick a winner on Sunday, right? Sunday at midnight. So you've got between now and then to just send me a little DM.
Fly, my pretty.
Send me a DM. Even if it's just to say, Sarah, I've got the perfect thing for you. Just send me a DM.
I love it. I've got another DM here from Ashapind DC.
Hi.
Ashapind DC, yeah. I really needed reminding of all the truly wonderful and loving people out there in this world. And the show this morning gave me that in so many ways. Your show always puts a smile on my face and I can't thank you enough for that. It's what I listen to when I'm feeling down or I need to escape for a minute. And if nothing else, it's always lovely knowing that I have a kindred spirit out there in Sarah. I too, despite the heat, and living in this muggy city is the absolute pits. Love you both. Thank you.
Oh, God, you gorgeous thing. Happy air conning. Get a fan, for God's sake.
Just open the freezer.
Absolutely. Okay, this is the last one from Linorden, I'm going to call her. Hi, Jules and Sarah. My name is Lindsay, and I work as a paramedic in the US. Brilliant woman, Lindsay. Yes. I discovered your podcast a couple of months ago, and I'm in love. I have a long commute to and from work and listen to your main podcast as well as Wobble during my drives. You've brightened bad shifts on the way home and energized me on the way in. I feel like I'm having a conversation with two dear friends and always come away feeling delighted and relaxed. Bless you, lovelies. Oh, you gorgeous thing.
The thought of helping paramedics is just everything.
Oh my God, it's too much.
I mean,
actually,
no one can say we're not doing our bit.
Oh God. You can get in touch anytime at Jules and Sarah Podcast.
Yes, or I'm at Jules Van Hert.
And I am at this Sarah Powell. And let me know about the ceremony.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Tell me everything about the birthday girl.
Oh my gosh. So Sheila has hit the big
4-0.
4-0 and a bit.
Yes.
It's a big, big birthday, and honestly, she's been stressed out.
Right.
Like it's like when I turn 30, there's a whole overhaul that you have to do. And I thought, I'm gonna help mum through this. And so I said, you know, Sheila, you don't want to wake up on this birthday looking and feeling like shit.
Yeah.
I was like, you need to do a
just
full
to be clear
overhaul. I was like, that week before, you need a facial booked in, lashes tinted, tan,
yeah,
hair, nails. Each day you do a treatment. She did. And she said she woke up on the birthday feeling a lot better.
Good.
So that is advice that I really must pass on, yeah, to all. But she also ummed and ahed for ages about doing a breakfast with all of her friends on her actual birthday. Now,
yeah,
Sheila doesn't like a lot of attention, but she convinced herself 2 weeks before that she would do this. So the announcement went out.
Yes.
Now,
invites were sent.
what should she cook? What do you do at a breakfast? Now, Sheila is a yogurt and granola kind of person every single morning without fail. She doesn't stray from the routine.
No.
I, on the other hand, come home and it's like scrambled eggs with coconut oil, avocado on toast, all of this.
So kippers!
She took inspiration. So she decided to do poached eggs with avocado on sourdough.
How many people?
Exactly. Now, Ken said that he has had at least 8 variations of this avocado toast.
Yes.
Ken has, I quote, "I don't know if I can look at an avocado on toast again."
I know exactly how it feels.
So she perfected it. It was flawless. And I, at one time, was home and I said, "This is the best avocado toast I've ever had."
Approved.
And I've had a lot.
Stamped.
So the morning arrives. Ken is shipped off to get bread from the bakery. Everything is prepared. The avocados are mashed. Everything's ready. The eggs have all been bought. Everyone's arriving. The gifts are there. The balloons are up. And she starts cracking the eggs. And it all starts to go wrong.
Oh, God.
Each time she cracked... Guy said to Sheila, "Did you put them in a bowl and then put them in?" Yes. And each time they hit the bowl, the yolk cracked.
Oh, my God.
And this wouldn't stop. And this wouldn't stop. Luckily, she'd bought more eggs than she needed.
Luckily, she bought 286 eggs.
In they go. But then she didn't have time to butter the bread.
Oh, my God, so my Sheila. Where's Ken? Where the hell's Ken?
Pouring Buck's Fizz. He's entertaining.
Yeah, of course he is.
He's the swan's head while the legs in the back are going mental. So then she managed to turn it around and my cousin was buttering loaves. But sadly, I think a few people were sat with cold poached eggs by the time the others came out. It was all very stressful. I said, "You should have done scrambles."
Yes!
Anyway, she had a lovely time. Good. Everybody turned up, really enjoyed it. They then went the next day to an incredibly expensive hotel to have a lovely meal. They said the best meal that they've ever had.
Good Lord. But, and of course, Sheila did have that meal earlier in the year.
Well, they went to Lakeland Limited Cafe, didn't they?
Yeah, they said
that
gosh,
was Ken's best egg mayonnaise sandwich. So anyway, as Sheila sits down, the person next to her orders like a poached egg dish and this egg comes over and Sheila said she saw the kitchen door swing and these eggs were being carried over and she said, "They haunted me."
Yeah.
They were coming for
an
these
insult.
Two poached eggs. And they landed on the table next to her and she had to sit with her hand against her face.
She couldn't look at it.
She couldn't look at two poached eggs. It was game over. But she did, for the first time ever in like 10 years, she wore her hair down to dinner.
Good Lord.
Oh, she's really transforming.
Oh, good for her.
Sheila's really...
Finally just not giving a shit.
Oh, she'll be giving a shit. But she's reinventing. It's lovely to watch.
Oh, she's blossoming.
She is.
God, she's divine. Happy birthday, Sheila.
Happy birthday.
So, just before I tell you what June's been up to, can I just say we've had the final total in for the charity events.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, £26,000.
June raised.
£26,000 June raised.
That's a for salary.
The Francis House Children's Hospice. More than I've earned this year. Let me tell you that.
And me, I think.
Very good, June. Very terrific efforts from June. June and I sort of passed like ships in the night because I've been in the house in Devon and she's there now. So we had a little crossover. I'm very cross because I left her some incredibly gorgeous olives from the deli, along with 4 eggs and a pack. Yeah. Well, this was leftovers from our stay, but an unopened pack of Cornish butter, and the cleaners threw it all away. The cleaners cleared out the fridge. They threw it all away.
They didn't know it was Powell to Powell.
They didn't throw away the fake Pims that we'd bought for the week. Poms. They didn't throw that. The Lidl. It was Lidl.
Poms. Was it just as good?
No, it wasn't. I can't argue with that, actually. Most things in Lidl, I think, yeah, this is tip-top. It was a bit medicinal. It was a bit Benelin, if you ask me. Yeah, but, you know,
bit
cheap.
Nice on a hangover.
Yeah, we put it in Prosecco. That made it better.
I bet.
Actually, that really improved it. But June's MOTB dress has been found.
Ooh.
June has found her dress. She came down to London now. June does not like shopping. She doesn't like shopping. She doesn't like clothes. She doesn't like attention when she's shopping. This was one-on-one dress shopping.
Stressful.
Not June's scene. She's also come down and it's 26 degrees and she's wearing her, all her Spanx, right, to give herself the best shot at everything, right?
She's completely breathless.
That's it. Yeah, bless her. And she came in and she started looking around the shop and they started asking, they were like, what do you like? What do you like? She doesn't know what she likes. Well, she knows what she likes only when she sees it, but she knows what she doesn't like. Right, she was very, very clear. There was a little bow number. She was like, get it off, get it off! I said, June, come on, don't be a diva. We're going to sort this out.
I reckon I'd shop well with June.
Yeah, we probably needed you, actually, truth be told. Anyway, she put on this dress that we kind of liked. We sort of thought, yeah, this could work. But she wasn't sure about the colour, so they got out the swatch book. Right, and she chose this colour, which I mustn't reveal. Right.
Well,
she
I was thinking we colour. Should do a sweepstake.
Yes. Oh my God! Like Queenie's colours. Yeah. Yes. So June found the colour. Yeah. So we set, but she wasn't sure if she could carry the colour in the swatch book on a full dress. Right. So the girl said, I'll go and I'll
Buttercup
find...
Buttercup yellow is difficult. Yes.
She said, I'm going to go and find a dress in this colour in your size. So just so you can see. She goes downstairs. She comes back up. Could have been any dress, just to see the colour. June puts it on and it was like stars in their eyes. It was like the curtains parted.
The dry ice
the
was
dry
on.
The dry ice came through. Everyone applauded. There was the dress.
Well, she raised up on one of those pillars that comes out the floor and starts spinning.
Yeah, and she popped up after the, out of the toast ones. You look like Justin Bieber. She came up.
Like a reverse Gemma Collins.
Yeah. She rose, and her face, I mean, you could just see. She went, it's the one. We found it, it's the one. Flo, who'd been assisting us, I thought she was going to cry.
Like a shy
Honestly,
horse at dressage.
That was it. She looked... superb. She said, ring her up. And then that is it. One shop, one go. We've nailed it. We've found it. Shoes, bag, the lot. All done.
Cha-ching.
Cha-ching. Done. Absolutely done. And she's absolutely thrilled. We then went. We went out for dinner afterwards. And we, you know, got to the end of the meal. I was like, Mum, do you want a coffee? And she's like, oh, no, no, no. I said, why don't you have a decaf? Have a decaf. She said, no, I don't have decaf because I never trust them that they're going to give you decaf. I always think they're going to give you proper and I stay away. I stay away worrying about it anyway. So, no.
But decaf isn't, there's still caffeine in decaf. It's just
but
a lower level.
Mm. Yeah, but she worries too much that they've given her the wrong one.
I can understand
so
that.
So it just keeps her awake anyway.
I can't drink caffeine after four.
No, I can understand it. I mean, I can drink tea at any time of the day or night. Sometimes I go to bed with a cup of tea.
Yeah, can a cheetah do that? It's odd.
Sometimes I need it. Get me to bed. Now, will we do a bit of news from the north?
Let's. Okay, mine comes from the Gloucestershire Live.
Oh, fun.
And where my accents are today, sorry. The hidden ice cream parlour that might be Gloucestershire's best kept secret.
Hidden? What?
Yes. Cool,
why?
Isn't it, to hide an ice cream parlour?
Surely can't be good for them.
Everyone has heard about the delicious delights of Gloucester... of Gloucester services, which have received rave reviews and numerous awards. But few Gloucestershire residents know that there is a little tiny ice cream parlour at the nearest stop off for those travelling southbound on the M25. On the M5, sorry.
So, hang on a minute. This is an ice cream parlour.
Tiny one.
At a service station.
On the M5. Newly revamped Strensen Services has its very own stall run by a firm based here in the Cotswolds. Dolcetti have been making traditional artisan Italian gelato, in inverted commas, for the past 5 years in Love Lane, Cirencester.
Aww.
But the business has been operating since 1984. Relics behind the counter.
They're freezing cold.
They've been frozen. They're cryogenically frozen with the gelato. Still in period dress. They need thawing out.
Chop chip.
Get the hairdryer, Glenda.
Oh, God.
Run by Rob Gibson and family, it supplies local caterers, hotels, pubs and restaurants with many of its 24 flavours, which include two of the more unusual, Eat and Mess, and pomegranate.
Oh.
For several months now, the stall in the spa at services has been enjoyed by thousands of travellers, especially during the heat wave in recent
What's
weeks.
What's going on?
Dolcetti is... Oh, wait, this is a quote. Hang on. Dolcetti is proud to be open, add strengths and services. I don't know why I'm reading in Welsh, but it's just going to have to happen.
Well, it's the travelling, isn't it? It's the M5.
I meant to do Gloucester, but I'll stay in Welsh. Strengths and services, southbound, with Spaden Road Chef, said company spokesman at the launch. All your favourite flavours made inside Ancestor in our cups and cones. Worth a visit on your travels. What would you go for? Cup or cone?
Cone. Oh, sugar cone.
No.
Yeah, I'm
always a cup.
Are you?
Yes, yeah, always a cup.
But it's two things to eat with a cone.
Which is why I go for a cup.
Right. Well, if I'm doing it, I'm doing it.
The premises where the ice cream is made in the town has a large viewing window so locals can see how tasty the treats are made.
Ooh, pressing their faces against the glass.
While the people from the 1800s make the gelato. All 24 flavours, including chocolate, orange, lemon meringue and gingerbread, are sold there.
Gingerbread.
In Strensen site is one of the new additions at the service as part of a £5 million refurbishment southbound, which includes the motorway's network's only boot store. Ooh, if they've got Isle of Paradise and you're there, do let me know. Yeah. There is also a McDonald's and Costa Coffee amongst its eateries. Simon Churi, CEO of Road Chef, random quote coming in here, said, "We're delighted to continue offering customers the best brands on the motorway, including the introduction of our first ever boot site. Not only does this strengthen our position as one of the leading motorway service area operators in the country, it also gives our customers even more operations and options when on the go."
Marvellous. God, I want to go now.
I want to know how tiny it is.
Yeah, teeny tiny.
Would you miss it?
Yeah.
Borrowers.
Yeah.
We're down here. Yeah. Gelato.
Gelato.
Gingerbread gelato.
Okay, this has come from a publication I haven't frequented recently. The Stoke Centennial.
Oh, we remember. Yes, we do.
Dad of two is so confident England will win the World Cup, he's had this tattoo.
No.
Dad of two, Teddy Allen, is so convinced England will win football's biggest tournament, he's had a special tattoo of Captain Harry Kane inked on his thigh with the words World Cup winners 2018.
Oh my gosh.
The 30-year-old spent 4 hours in the chair while the striker's face was carefully recreated just above his left knee. Only days before, he also got It's Coming Home tattooed on his right wrist. And should England triumph on Wednesday's semi-final against Croatia, he plans to have Gareth Southgate drawn next to Harry. Teddy from Biddulph said, "It's the team England have this year. Such a young team. And they're gelling together much better than any of the teams I've seen before. That's why I think we'll win. I thought it from day one. But especially after our 6-1 win against Panama. I had Harry Kane tattooed because he's the main man and the one that will do it for us. He is my favourite player, even though I'm a Stoke City fan and I hate the goals he's putting against us. But I'm prepared to put that behind me for the country. Even the haters and pessimists have got behind this World Cup. I haven't thought as far ahead as the final yet, but I'm sure we'll come up with something. If we don't win, I might just have a tattoo of a red rubber stamp saying void over Harry Kane. Or I'm thinking of just going with it. I know quite a few people who've had similar tattoos for the World Cup. And if we aren't winners, it's just one of those things. I will be disappointed though, as a fan. I already have both arms covered in tattoos, as well as both my legs. Tattoo artist Bradley Fleming from Pendantic Ink in Fenton came up with the idea for Teddy, but was surprised on Sunday night when he received a text asking for him to do it for real.
Oh my God.
The pair have known each other since 2011 and Teddy already has a gorilla design and Whitney Houston.
What? What?
Portrait on his legs, courtesy of Bradley's needles.
Bradley's needles.
Bradley even came on his day off to complete the tattoo and he waived his fee. The 28-year-old from Lightwood said, "It all started as a joke. I thought it'd be funny if we beat Sweden to have World Cup champions, even if we don't win the World Cup. But I do believe that we will win and that football is coming home. If it's Belgium against England in the final, we can definitely win. Do you want to see Teddy's tattoo?"
Oh my God, hang on. Blinking heck, it's not small, is it?
It's enormous. It's absolutely massive. It's his whole front thigh, basically.
And I've had a tattoo on the outer part of my leg and it killed. Yeah. That would have absolutely hurt.
Well, it's done it for the country.
And the girl that tattooed the outer bit of my thigh, actually, she said she only gets one tattoo done on her leg per year. Because they hurt that much.
Oh, my God. Do you want to play Would You Rather?
Yeah.
Would you rather, Jules, have all of your clothes fit perfectly? Or
yes, actually, at the moment.
Or have the most comfortable pillow, blankets and sheets in existence? It's day or night, really. All of your clothes fit perfectly. Or the most comfortable pillow, blankets and sheets in existence.
I think I'm going to have to go with sheets.
Really?
Now, because sleep is incredibly important.
Very important.
In terms of the beauty regime and the cell regeneration. And yes. Therefore, if you sleep properly and you sleep amazingly, although these sheets don't guarantee good night's sleep, they're just amazing.
Right.
Let's say that they do guarantee.
Oh, yeah. They're the most comfortable. It's comfort.
So I will look younger because of the sheets.
Yes, I would say
so. I've spent 31 years not fitting into clothes properly. Nothing's going to change there. That's fine.
Yeah.
I'm going with sheets.
Sheets, pillows and blankets. Yeah, the most comfortable. Oh, imagine every time you slipped in bed, you'd be like, yeah.
Weekends in winter.
Yeah.
That'd be it.
Oh, you'd never get out of the damn thing.
Deliveroo.
That's it. Why leave? So you're going with sheets, etc.
Yeah. Sheets, etc. Yeah.
That's the name of my bedwear shop. We absolutely adore you for listening.
Oh, gosh.
God, we love it. Get in touch. Enter my competition. I'm at This Sarah Powell.
And I'm at Jules Von Hare.
Or it's Jules and Sarah Podcast on Instagram. Come on in over there. The address, should you wish to write to us, is...
Actually, side note, funny note about this. I gave this by accident recently as my address. I was on autopilot somewhere and I was like, oh, hang on a minute, that isn't my address.
Oh, steady on.
The Portslade Crew HQ.
P.O. Box
6674
London
NW59G.
Do write to us. We love it when you do. We always finish on Jules's word or affirmation of the week. What have you gone for?
It's an affirmation.
Fun.
This comes from Emma. Well, it comes from Oprah via Emma Guns.
Lovely. They're so similar. The two beacons.
You can only run your own race. Stay in your lane. Don't look at what others are doing. Those that look back in the race usually fall off.
Yes, yes, yes. This reminds me of something Lucy Sheridan says, which is don't let your food get cold while you're looking at somebody else's plate. I also believe that's Oprah. A little bonus affirmation for you there,
yeah,
actually,
perfect. Paul's food today.
We absolutely love you for listening and we will see you next time.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.